Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Where there is love, I'll be there. This is Pep Talk with Meg on Frisky Friday. And that's what Frisky Friday is all about. All the agencies and organizations in our community who are there for our animals who are strays, who are hurt, who are puppies, who are seniors. It doesn't really matter. And one of my favorite organizations is here with me as we kick off the new year. Francine Armstrong is here with A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. And she is such a stinker because she brings in these adorable puppies for me to see. Okay, who is this little person that you have with you that's going to steal my heart?
This is River. She's a little Pekingese that came in a few days ago.
So stinking and cute, y'all.
She's already going to get adopted. She has an
adopter. That's torture. You bring it in, I don't even have a chance.
You know, I at least want you to see the dogs that we get in all the time. We have a previous adopter who adopted a Pekingese from us and has been looking for another one, and this little stinker is 8 months old
so
and
cute.
Sweet as can be. So
oh, my goodness.
They're meeting her today to
well,
fall
if there's
in
a
love.
Rejection at hand, just let me know. I didn't jump quickly enough on one she had a few months ago. Gizmo was the cutest thing ever, and that little dog stole my heart for sure.
That one was adorable, telling you, there's cute puppies on there right now. Mm-hmm. If you haven't looked, look for the Cavapom puppies.
And this is on your Facebook page.
It is.
For
placeofhoperescue.com.
And I'm hooked on it because they post just about every day. Christine is your media person who mm-hmm. She does a fabulous job. And what's kind of neat about what y'all do is that you not only post the pictures, because pictures are great, but you get to know these puppies and senior dogs and the dogs that you're rescuing. And you really give detailed descriptions about their personalities and what the best home would be for them. And I love that.
Yes, and if we could get people to look past the beautiful picture mm-hmm. and read the bios, it would help us so much. Because in the bio, it tells you what their needs are.
Mm-hmm.
And we stick to those needs. So, you know, when we do age-appropriate adoptions, if it requires a fence, we tell you that. We're
right.
Not going to change our minds. So people, we just did a post about negativity and how can be so ugly when they are denied for one reason or another.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's not even just a denial. It's just that's not the right dog. You're approved, but this dog doesn't fit your scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them get really ugly and then they don't get to adopt. So we work really hard as volunteers, and Christine does the social media. She does the application. She does a lot for the rescue, and she gets beat up so bad.
Aww.
She was called week before, a lowly employee and a gatekeeper of the dogs because she won't let them go. And she called me and I said,
"That's ridiculous.
Well, tell them you're just a lowly volunteer because we don't have any employees."
Right.
So
right.
Bless her heart. She gets frustrated. And so when people are entitled, they think they're entitled to the dog if they put in an application, and that's not how it works. We're the voice for the dog.
Right. And you do such a great job at finding the right home. I just love it because they describe the pups and they'll say things like, this one really loves to snuggle, this one doesn't, not so much, this one loves to this
well,
I love this week
very...
you had one that said this one is loves to be in the bed, and the only thing is it's very little, so you might want to think about that.
And
jumping off a bed.
You know,
I mean, things like that are so great, I think, because I've actually looked and I see the face and I think, oh, I love it. And then I'll read the description. Oh, no, we wouldn't be a good fit.
And that's the key to it is making sure that you check off all the boxes for them. And, you know, we work so hard with these guys being foster based. They're in our homes and they're in our homes so we can learn what their needs are. If they're an escape artist, if they're a little snippy, if they're barkers and won't be good in an apartment, we tell you all of that.
And that's so great. It's so informative because I'd rather do that than bring the dog home and have it be a foster fail kind of thing.
Yeah. So, and when they get returned, it breaks our heart because we worked so hard. And it doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen. And we always take our dogs back. That's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But we want them to go to their forever home when they leave us is our goal. So,
well, the one thing that is also a little bit different about you all is that we have our friends from Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter come on. We have Escambia County, Pensacola Humane Society, and they all have these huge facilities. They're nonprofits, so they have small staffs, but fairly, you know, by comparison. And basically, you don't really have a huge facility. I mean, it's your home,
right?
Pretty much, right?
Right.
And
yep.
then it's my house. You have an awful lot of, you know, the volunteers that help out, the people that foster volunteer, and then it's all run by donations.
Yes. And yes, so we don't get any funding. We don't have any employees. I know Christine works a full-time job and works a full-time job with the rescue pretty mm-hmm. much. This is all I do. My whole world revolves around these dogs right. and keeping up with all the medical and the surgeries and we were doing our year-end totals for
That was one of the questions I wanted to ask you. How many dogs did you place last year?
Took in, yeah, I just pulled it up. And, of course, my phone closed, so give me one second. We took in 283 dogs last year, which is a lot lower. But considering we tried to quit last year.
That's right, I remember.
We have had to adjust our intake because it was just too overwhelming and people were exhausted. So we took in 283. We found homes for 251.
Oh my gosh.
The rest of them are either, we did lose 9 that we were unable to save during the year last year. Mm-hmm. And the rest of them are still in rescue. But the thing that people, you know, they ask us about our fees, and we do so much with these dogs. When we did our totals, it was just amazing to look at the fact that we did 129 spays, 91 neuters. We did 69 dentals. That's a lot of money right there, people, yeah. if you've ever had a dog that needs a dental. We do lots of special needs dogs. Mm-hmm. We had 58 dogs that needed specialized surgeries, whether it was wow. amputations, prolapse rectums, enucleation, where they get their eyes removed. We had a little boy that just had double FHO surgery, where they pop off the head of his femur to correct his hip problems. We had only, and I say this, knock on wood, 2 dogs with parvo last year. Mm-hmm. We lost one. Mm-hmm. One of them we saved. We have had just so much and, you know, legs that had to be removed. And it's heartbreaking, but they get the care that they need with us, no matter what the cost is. We did have our little Palm that had open heart surgery last year. That was quite expensive, mm-hmm. but she got a great home. They adore her. Are the things that we want.
So where can people donate? Before we go to break, how can they get in touch with you if they want to help out?
They can send donations to 8160 Breezy Lane in Pensacola, or they can find that on our site or ask on the Facebook page mm-hmm. too. We also do Venmo, PayPal, all that. You can go to aplaceofhoperescue.com and you'll see the donate button. And we get donations. We have people that do monthly donations just automatically.
Oh, that's great.
New Year's is always nice. The other day we got a nice big donation and I don't even know who the lady is. So we're reaching out to try to find out.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Francine, who is with A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. Weaver is in the house, just about as... Weaver, right?
River.
River is
She's
here.
Thinking Dreamweaver.
Dreamweaver, exactly, because he's such a dreamboat. All right, we'll be back with Pep Talk. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Frisky Friday. And this is the beginning of the new year for all of us. I suspect that there were a lot of Christmas adoptions and things and people taking puppies home. And I understand that in January, sometimes we start to see people who go, ooh, maybe I took on more than I could handle. Do you find that to be the case sometimes?
That always turns out to be the case. Yeah. In fact, we don't do adoptions of puppies before Christmas for that reason.
Oh, very smart.
And we gear up for probably February and March getting puppies from people who... People love to buy puppies as gifts for people, and not everybody wants a puppy. Not everybody can get through the housebreaking, and
it's a lot of work.
And they don't always think age appropriate like we do. Mm-hmm. Age appropriate is very important because, you know, the person has to be able to deal with the dog and the energy levels. And
right.
So it's, yeah, we it's don't
tricky.
Do that.
But
we also don't do adoptions on New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah.
We had one come meet the dog that they wanted to adopt, but they're getting him today. Mm-hmm. They adopted him. But I said, we don't let dogs go home on New Year's Eve because of fireworks and
right.
dogs getting out. So
that's right. We're talking with Francine Armstrong with A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. I enjoy looking on their Facebook page. I basically am addicted to it. I look at it every day because they post photos. But as I mentioned earlier, they also do a super job of the descriptions and bios. And they have puppies and they have different dogs of all different breeds and types. And I kind of have a soft spot now for a lot of the senior dogs that you've been showing lately. And when I say senior, over five, I guess, what, five or six?
Right. We have some fabulous seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And
the
we
nice
love
thing is they're already trained.
Up.
They're already, most of them are already house
most
trained.
Most of them are already trained. Yeah. We've got some beautiful palms that are getting ready to post this week. We've got some other really pretty little ones that came in. There's a lovely little senior on there right now named Zoe.
That's one of them.
She was returned.
Yeah.
She's nine, but she is puppy-like. She is wrestling and playing and having the time of her life. She is adorable.
Oh, so if someone is interested, walk us through the process of how they could, if they go to your, they can go to the website to see the dogs, but you also can go on Facebook. So now you see one, you think, oh, there's something about that. That moment where you go, oh, then what? What do you do?
Well, the thing is, if you're looking for a dog, I highly recommend doing a pre-approval. And where it says the dog's name and description, tell us what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
That way we can guide you to what we think would be the right dog for you and let you look at the different dogs. Once you're approved, if there's a dog you see on the website, you immediately message the Facebook page and say, hey, Christine, I'm interested in this dog and I have an approved application.
Mm-hmm.
That way it's immediate where... If you put in an application once you see a dog, they probably already have other applications.
Mm-hmm.
Little River here, like I said, she
falling
has a previous
asleep.
Adopter.
Who's falling asleep in your arms, by the
and
way.
So they had told us a while back that they were looking for another Pekingese. Well,
mm-hmm.
we don't get Pekingese very often, and we dang sure don't get young Pekingese
right.
with two eyeballs. That's so impressive.
Yeah.
Pekingese are usually missing an eyeball at some point in their life, so...
Mm-hmm.
We were able to reach out and say, hey, guess what?
We've got one.
And these
we got a live one.
Are so excited to meet her tonight.
Aww.
They can't hardly wait. And we've been sending pictures back and forth. And so we work really hard and interact with the people to try to help them find the right dog for them. And you may look at a dog's picture and think it's cute. We look at the dog's personality and go, this matches exactly what you said you're looking for in a dog,
mm-hmm.
whether you want a couch potato or whether you want somebody to be a buddy with your dog
yep.
or...
Yep.
If they're good with kids is a big thing, you know.
Well, I had to laugh because I've been looking, as Francine well knows. And so I read the bios and I get so tickled with them. But I had one that I thought, oh, this is a good fit. This is a good fit. And then I got to, and loves to do zoomies in the backyard. I went, oops.
And, you know.
And that's not happening because I don't have a big backyard.
That's a big deal. And
but zoomies are zoomies, that, you know.
Did you see on our Facebook page? Wolfie and Reba, the bonded pair.
Yes.
They are
so
funny. They did not know each other before they came in rescue.
Really? I thought they came in together. No?
No, they were with their foster mom, and Wolfie had to have the FHO surgery. So his recovery was quite lengthy.
Mm-hmm.
And Reba is a little antisocial with everybody except her foster mom. And so... These two, over the months, have just formed a bond
aww.
That is amazing. And we listed Reba,
mm-hmm.
and we had several people that wanted her, but it wasn't the right situation. And I finally said, you know what? We need to pull her, and she needs to be listed as a bonded pair with him because she gets her confidence from him.
Aww.
And they play, and they run around the tree and chase each other, and they sleep. He sleeps with his arm across her in the dog bed.
No, he
and
doesn't.
So it's not normal for me to say this pair is bonded. They
right.
met with us.
Right.
But they need each other.
Aww.
And we're going to keep going till we find them that home.
See, I love that. That's what I think is special about what you do.
That's
you really
what makes
about.
It so good to me is we truly do what's best for the dog.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the people, that's one thing. We want them to be happy, but we want the dogs to be loved and special and mm-hmm. forever.
Right, right. So if you're interested, you can go to A Place with Hope Small Dog Rescue on the Facebook page, which is great. And then what is your website again?
aplaceofhoperescue.com. Mm-hmm. And there is a link there for your application to foster or volunteer.
And there's no application fee,
and
correct?
There's no application
but
fee.
But there is
nothing,
an adoption fee.
Yeah, there's nothing that commits you, so there's nothing to hold you back from doing a pre-approval.
Mm-hmm.
Worst case scenario, someone's going to reach out and say, hey, we think we have a dog you might be interested in.
Right.
But, yeah, we work really hard for these guys, and we want people to love them like we do.
This is Frisky Friday talking with Francine with the Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. River is here with us, cute as could be, little Pekingese. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. This is Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. Francine is here with the Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue with River in her arms. So we just have a couple minutes left here. Francine, anything you want to mention?
Well, just to remember, be kind. If you're looking for a dog, kindness is what's going to help you find that perfect dog. And please check out our website. Look at the new dogs that are posting. We post new dogs almost every day
you
during
do.
The week.
You sure do.
And on Fridays, we do our...
I know. I see it every Friday.
I know. Me too. And I just lost it.
Your Forever Friend Friday or something like
that? Find a friend Friday.
Something like that, yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I lost it.
It's okay.
I just
welcome
looked
to
at
my
it.
World today.
It's the new year. It's going to be
year.
Like that.
It'll be okay. But I'm happy to say that Francine will be joining us again this year on Frisky Friday. We're going to continue with this segment on our show. It's just a chance to promote and support our local rescues who do such a super job. It's amazing to me. How many animals did you bring in this year?
283.
Wow. And mind you, they don't have a facility. So
no.
This is people just volunteering and fostering. So if that's something you're interested in, too, you can offer to help out. I know in the past I've been an angel donor where you mm-hmm. actually, like some people maybe can't afford the adoption fee. So then you can
They've
actually.
Helped with it. We've had dogs where people have helped sponsor them. We don't always advertise that because we want people to commit to understanding the cost of having a dog, but
right.
once they start the process, we let them know. Another thing is we're going to have our low-cost microchip clinics again this year.
Oh, good.
Every few months where it's $10 to get your dog microchipped. And we also are committed to doing community spays and neuters. So if you
Excellent.
Have a dog and you need help getting that done, just message us and we'll see if we can help with getting
All
small
right.
dogs.
Thank you so much, Francine. A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. Check it out on Facebook.